what are some of the qualities that maintain a good
Well, you certainly need to be organized. Having good organizational skills is I think if you put your mind to it, anybody can become organized.
Never seen my apartment.
Yeah. I mean, if you go into my office, it's pretty disorganized too. So, I think an understanding of what's important, because you have to make decision of what people are going to be researching in the future, because you're going to make the decision of what's going to be saved and what's not, because you can't save everything.
So what's I like that. What's your metric? When asking yourself that question, how do I discern what's important, what's not important? What are some of the metrics that you go by?
Well, first of all, there's basically three levels that you look at. You look at, is it something that requires to be kept? You know, there's a law saying you have to keep this document. So that's the easiest. The second one, does it have evidential value? It may not need to be kept, but there's information that would be important for somebody to have, whether today or tomorrow or whatever. The third is it a unique item? It might be something that doesn't really have that much interest. It might be like a grocery list from the 19th century. Well, there's not a lot of grocery lists floating around. So it might be just something of interest that's unique and there's not much of it, or say a neat type of paper or print or something like that. So you might just want to keep it just due to its one-offness. You know, there's not much of it around, right? So those are kind of the three. And in my experience, you know, what kind of questions people ask me, what kind of questions you ask and I couldn't answer because I didn't have that kind of information here. Those are the kind of things I look at as to what should be kept, and, you know, what can't be kept or whatever.